Senegalese President Abdoulaye Wade recently sent envoys to Chad and Sudan in preparation for the March 12th meeting between the two leaders.
Le président de la République avait déjà envoyé des émissaires.
Mr. Wade's spokesman, Amadou Sall, says the Senegalese leader has submitted proposals to both sides in an effort to arrive at a peace accord. The Senegalese presidential spokesman says the two sides appear ready to find a solution. The meeting between Chadian President Idriss Deby and Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir is planned for the eve of a March 13th and 14th summit of the Organization of the Islamic Conference in Dakar. Over 30 heads of state are expected to attend the conference. The planned meeting comes just weeks after rebels marched on the Chadian capital, Djamena, in the latest of several attempts to oust President Deby. Mr. Deby blamed Sudan for backing the rebels. Mr. Deby and Mr. Bashir have long accused one another of fomenting rebellions in their respective countries. Chad shares a border with Sudan's Darfur region, where fighting among rebels, militias, and the government has killed hundreds of thousands of people. The Chad and Sudan leaders have signed several peace agreements, but the region's many conflicts continue and have even intensified in recent weeks. The UN Secretary General, whose spokeswoman confirmed he would attend the Dakar Islamic Organization conference, has said ending violence in Darfur is one of his main priorities. A hybrid United Nations African Union peacekeeping force has been trying to deploy in the region, but has been slowed down amid negotiations with Sudan's government. Nancy Paulus for VOA News, Dakar.